You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The band Wasp is celebrating the 40th anniversary of its self-titled debut on its current tour. Founding member Blackie Lawless says the record set the template for the rest of the band's career, which he says has always been about not following trends. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Blackie Lawless and has more.
It's interesting to me that this is your major label debut, and you have Mike Varney producing with you, who's not really a well-tested name at that point, and you from the band. Was the label ever kind of, did they have any trepidation about that?
I'm sure they did, but they didn't know what we were doing, so they didn't know how to deal with us. You know, because I had signed with Rod Smallwood, you know, who was managing Maiden at the time, and Maiden had a couple of records out already. They weren't big stars yet, but they were certainly on the rise. But because EMI had no clue to what either band was doing, they just basically left us alone. And the results were speaking for themselves. You know, we were selling records and they were happy, but they had no clue how we were doing it. Like I said, they gave us the keys to the kingdom and said, just let us know when you're done. You know, because I remember having conversations years later with other artists, and they would tell me how label guys were always in the studio bugging them and stuff. And I remember thinking to myself, that must be odd, because only twice in my entire career had anybody from the label ever come down to a studio while we were working. And one of those times was when I invited one of them. The time that I didn't invite them, you know, I gave them such a cold shoulder because I didn't appreciate them showing up unannounced. They got the message and just never came back.
Well, and I think it's interesting because you're going to come out, you're going to do the full first album and do it in order, is my understanding. And then There's going to be a second half of the show, which is, you know, more of the kind of key tracks from throughout your career. And I think that's a good opportunity for people to see kind of how Wasp grew, because absolutely, by the time you get to Headless Children, it's a different band. And it was also a different world by that time, too.
Yeah, because not just a different world by the world's perspective, but for ours as well. Because at that point, you know, you're 5 years into your career. You've been around the world umpteen times. You've seen things you would have never seen. You know, you're cramming 5 years of living into the average person's one. Doesn't make you better. It's just different. And as an artist, you're saying, okay, how do I make records that reflect who I am? And when we were making that first record, that's one of the most valuable things I learned, was make records that reflect who you are at the moment. Don't try to pay attention to what's going on in the charts or what's the flavor of the month or any of that stuff, because if you do, then you're going to be chasing trends, and there's no truth in that.
One of the interesting things about this tour, of course, is that you have Armored Saint on the road with you again. Seems like they're longtime friends. And in particular with Wichita, the Cotillion where you're playing was, now I didn't live at Wichita at the time, but my understanding is that this was one of the stops on that Wasp, Metallica, and Armored Saint tour back in, what, early 85. Do you have strong memories of that tour?
I have strong memories of that tour, but I have even stronger memories of that show because I wasn't there.
Oh.
Because we got to Wichita, and we had a day off before the show. And one of the crew, or a couple of the crew guys, wanted to go to a Greek restaurant, and I'd never had Greek food before. And I tagged along, and I got something called tabbouleh. But I also got something else in that tabbouleh that I wasn't planning, and it was food poison. And for 3 days, I couldn't get out of bed. And, I mean, they actually brought doctors into the hotel where I was at because I couldn't get out of bed. And that's one of the closest I've ever been to death in my life. I am not joking. So that is my memory of not playing Wichita the first time.